All right. Good morning, everybody.
Is your mic working?
Yep. Checked it. I think it made noise anyway. All three commissioners present, and we got Ms. Blue here. So let's start with payroll, if that'd be all right.
Motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Any discussion or questions? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Says minutes on our agenda, but I don't think we got any, do we?
Not that I'm aware of.
We approved everything Monday, I think.
Next, we've got abatement discussion. Somebody want to lead that? Is that about for Chris, you reckon?
Yeah.
Okay. If you would like, come on up here to the mic, Chris, and give us your name for the record, please. And tell us what you've got on your mind.
My name is Chris Soliday, and I'm not exactly sure what you need to know. I went to pay my taxes, and there is some property that's on there that I don't own.
Okay.
That they're wanting me to pay taxes for since in 07, 08, 09, and then I guess going to be in 010 or in 10.
Okay.
Should we have the collector here to explain?
Probably wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
I've heard a little bit. Well, we heard some the other day. And then I think I talked to Sheila or somebody said something. It was about the mobile home. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's on your bill that's deeded to someone else. Do you have any?
I think what we heard also is you have a contract for deed on that property? You do not. It's just you're just renting.
I was probably with cousin, yes.
Okay, what did you just hand us here to look at? So help us through it a little bit, maybe.
That's showing that who owns the property. And I called the Department of Revenue, and
okay. There's
nothing ever titled in my name. Basically, my cousin had bought some land, built a new home, couldn't afford his other one. So I moved into it, paid his rent to him, just had paid in cash, and lived there for about almost 4 years. And I just moved out at the beginning of the year, around like March or April of this year.
Okay. This one page from Department of Revenue, name on title, is that who owns it?
That's me that I don't own. That's the property.
And right. No, this is another page that
page three.
Okay.
It says owner
Ulrich.
Yes, that's the owner.
That's the actual owner.
Yes.
Okay.
And so you don't even live there now?
No.
Don't have a contract for deed?
No.
Okay.
I guess apparently what had happened is the mobile home park sends something in each year and said that I live there, and they said that they assumed that I was buying it.
Okay.
And so they had sent it in saying that I needed to pay the taxes for it because I own the property.
Okay, so on the back page is your tax bills from 09, 08, and 07. And the 09 bill has an item number with an MH, so that must be the mobile home.
Yes. On the 07, I have a couple vehicles that I need to pay, but they said they couldn't remove the mobile home, the assessor's office, until they couldn't remove that from, they couldn't separate it.
Okay. So,
if we pulled the, this is pretty compelling evidence that he doesn't own it. My question is, if we pull the mobile home off of this, James, and you can come in here if you want, if you pull the mobile home off of his personal property, can we apply the past years to the correct owner? If there's no contracted deed, I mean, like the 07, 08, and 09, can we apply that to the owner of the...
We have.
So Ulrich is...
No. This gentleman owned it.
He owned it?
Yes, sir. You asked him when he moved out of it, if he'd live there now. When did you move out of that mobile home up at Danny Brown?
This year. March or April.
Yeah. Yeah. And did you have a contract for deed...
No,
for that mobile prior to moving out of there?
No, I did not.
Are you sure?
Positive.
This gentleman has got around paying his taxes many times. 05, 06, 07, 08, 09. When mailed a personal property form, it's not a change of number or anything. He's had a standard number as all the citizens that in this county has. He wasn't a run-on. He's not returned his form any of those years. And as far as the state of Missouri being a title state, that's true other than coming to mobile homes. He's never paid on many vehicles, never turned his vehicles in on time in all those years. Statute 137.092, Jim, says the mobile home park will furnish the list of owners to the assessor.
Okay.
It's not a questionable thing. This gentleman seemed to think that nobody had the right to say he owned something. In 05, he was in court cases in another mobile home park. We have that here, where he did not pay taxes on the mobile home. The judgment went.
I did pay taxes on that.
1 year. The other year, you didn't. Got the records here. He was the original owner, was awarded the court case, and the title had never went in to his name. But he was due the contract and due the taxes on it that we have now wrote off in Taney County.
Right.
So mobile homes, even though Missouri is a title state, doesn't totally fit under that explanation.
So let me ask you this, James. Ulrich is the owner, I believe, if I'm saying that correctly.
Yes.
Have you contacted him to see if there is a contract indeed? Because this gentleman's saying there's not.
This gentleman told me there was.
Okay, well, he's...
And I've even got the payment here. He's paid $14,000, or he wrote it here somewhere, already paid on that mobile home. And the big dispute came that Ulrich said he owed more, and this gentleman said he didn't owe more on the mobile home. So there was a contract on the mobile home under his own words.
Well, I guess my question is, have we contacted Ulrich for him to provide the contract for D? Because if he doesn't pay it, does not Ulrich have to pay it? Bob, I mean, legally, that's the... If I'm looking from a title...
The owner's going to have to pay if anybody has to pay. I mean,
so Ulrich's going to pay unless he can provide a contract for deed that says he's not the owner. Is that correct?
In everything but a mobile home, Jim, is what I'm trying to stress to you. A title does not follow a mobile home in the state of Missouri. They were turned into the assessor's offices, and in 1993, every title was turned in. The Department of Revenue have those titles. It's not like a vehicle.
Okay, Bob, is that something you agree, disagree, need to research? Because I've never heard that before, and I apologize.
I've never heard it before either, and I'd like to know where that is.
He has a state statute he just read off.
That the what he said was the park owners have to tell you who the owners are who own mobile homes in that park. It doesn't say that if they're renting, that they just have to tell you who the owner of the trailer is. It doesn't say that a contract for deed person is the owner. I didn't hear that, but of course I haven't looked at everything that he's looked at. So
I'm just presenting this as being a consistent pattern of not paying the taxes in Taney County.
And I've paid.
And his vehicles, he pays on one. I've got the list here.
And I have my receipts also.
He's got a numerous amount of vehicles that he has not paid taxes on.
I'd like to know what those are, but really that has nothing to do with me not owning the mobile home. I mean, even the contract for the other mobile home that I was purchasing from Les Reasoner, we did have a contract, and I did sign that, and it said I was responsible, and I did pay him the first year, ended up moving out of there after our two-year agreement was up. I didn't pay my 05 taxes that was on there. And apparently, I just had gone through my stuff, and there was also 06.
Well, let me just ask a question. When you had this West guy that you were buying on contract for deed a mobile home,
yes,
it said in the contract that you were responsible for the 2,000 whatever personal property taxes on the mobile home, correct?
2006.
Whatever the
year. 05, 06, right?
I moved in that mobile home from Les Reasoner. Is that
whatever year it was?
04 is when I moved in there, and I paid the taxes for 04.
The agreement said that you were responsible for those taxes, right? And when you went to court, the court said that under that contract you had to pay those because you were responsible for them under the contract, right?
I didn't go to court because I didn't know about the court date.
Okay.
So, but a judgment was issued.
Right here's a court document.
Yes. Okay, so a judgment was issued. Says the contract says you're responsible.
Yes.
For those taxes. Is that what you're getting to, Bob? Mm-hmm.
So the court may have awarded it under the contract, and I mean the collector of Taney County wasn't a party to that lawsuit. She wasn't suing for those taxes.
Right.
It was simply a contractual dispute between the owner of the mobile home and this gentleman who had entered into a contract to buy it for deed. And whether he appeared or not, it appears that the court said that he was responsible for those taxes because he was responsible under that contract.
And once again, this has really nothing to do with the issue now because I don't have a contract with my cousin, and I'm not sure what your issue is. You're bringing up past taxes or whatever else. I mean, at that point, I guess somebody should have contacted me.
I'm trying to set a pattern of evading paying your taxes.
And I can show you where I've paid. I moved out here in 01. I paid 02, 03, 04. I have all those receipts with me if you'd like to see them.
04 is 7 years ago, 6 years ago.
I'd like to see those, Chris. You say you got them?
I do.
Could we see those?
But tax collections really is the collector's job.
I think that's probably correct.
Okay.
Chris, how come on this page you gave us here with the three unpaid taxes, the 08 and 09 shows the mobile home only, and the 07... which you mentioned you have to pay on them?
Because I didn't have any property. I haven't owned any property since.
So you don't have a in 08 and 09 you didn't have
any property, no.
Any other? Okay.
No. I do have more property now, and actually I had filled out the paperwork when I came in to pay my taxes and gave an updated one.
The assessment form?
Yes.
Did you get that, James?
I've got an assessment form that he came in 2007. And put the mobile home on, but didn't sign his form. And
is that the one you're talking about, Chris, or this year?
No, I just did one this year.
You have one for this year, James?
No, this is a...
Because he's saying that he gave you one this year.
2010.
You do have 2010's assessment form?
I believe... I don't know. I didn't even check on 2010.
But I guess this discussion really comes down to, if he doesn't own the mobile home, who's paying the taxes on it? And if we haven't talked to Ulrich to see if there's a contract or deed, I don't know what we're going to spend time talking about. Because I understand the history, but we're here to decide on this mobile home is all we're here to decide.
No, I don't think so. I think we're here to decide why are you here on the mobile home? That's what we're here for.
He says he doesn't own it.
I know. Why is he here on the mobile home at this time?
Because he's assessed for it.
He wants to tag his vehicle.
He wants to tag his vehicles. Okay. He hadn't paid his taxes on his vehicles. And he hadn't paid his taxes on his vehicles, apparently, since 2004?
Five.
2005.
Because I didn't own anything since 07, though.
The state says you do.
07? With the mobile home.
What's the state say that he owns?
That he owns vehicles. The ones that he turned here's where he turned in his 2010 form.
I would like to, what are they? Because I got the one that I just filled out September 14th in your office. And I brought a list of everything I've owned since 2001, if you want to see that.
Just a question, the personal property form from, they're due in March. Do you generate one if they don't fill one out that says the same as the last one?
We just do on the mobile homes.
On the mobile homes, it generates whatever the last one said.
No, it's generated from this list that we get provided by the mobile home parks.
Okay.
According to statute.
But the other stuff, he would have had to have filled out, or would that automatically do it?
This is just a billing, isn't it?
Is other vehicles has to be filled out.
Okay, so you had one from March, or is it just his from September?
He came in September 14th and put his vehicles on a 2010 form. Here's the vehicles he turned in 2007.
Right, but those wouldn't be on there unless he put them on there again?
Right, right.
I didn't own anything in 2007. I had a 2001 Ford Ranger, and I'd sold it.
Okay.
And
you didn't have a 92 boat trailer and a 92 ski type?
No, I'd sold that.
When had you sold it?
That would have been probably in 06. I'd sold it.
This form here that's filled out in my office, you walked in and filled out, said you had them.
Was that in 07?
That was in 07.
So he filled out a form that said he had those in 07.
But he didn't sign his form. He walked in the office to do it because he was needing to get tags.
But his 10 form says he has a 99 Mercury Sable and an 82 Chevy S10.
And yes. That boat that was listed and back here that he didn't own then.
83 Runabout and an 84 Monarch Bass.
And that was just filled out in September, yes.
But the 83 Runabout he also had in 07, and he said
no.
He didn't have it?
He's talking about the 92.
It was he had a 92.
It was a 92 Century boat. It's 21 foot. And I purchased it in, I purchased it in 04.
I've got your purchase dates right here on a state printout of what you've owned in 06, 07, 04. The state prints out your purchase date on it.
Okay.
And I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 vehicles that you had purchased, some in 06, some in 07, some in 06, and some in 04. And the 04 purchase is saying it was a Cadillac.
I came out here with a 1980 Cadillac, and
here's his paid receipts, James, on the 80 Cadillac for 03 and for 04.
I'm sorry, Sheila has told me that those are expiration dates on his license plates that I just quoted you, 06, 07, 06, and 04,
okay.
But have never been turned back in to be paid taxes.
But if he sold them, they wouldn't be turned back in on taxes because they would no longer be owned by him.
Right, but these expired in 07, I would assume would have been there in 06. Would they not have?
Probably physically. They would have been either, it's a 2-year tag, could be the 04. I mean,
my Ford Ranger I tagged, I bought it in 02. I tagged it in 03, 05, and expired in 07 and I sold it.
Okay.
But just because that expired, if it's in your possession, you should pay taxes on it. All the farmers in this country, and I know some people around here are tired of hearing the word farmers, pays on old tractors, old plows, have no titles. They're sitting there. They're personal property. They turn them in and pay on them.
It doesn't matter whether they're registered or not. If they're owned by you and they have any value at all, then they're personal property that you pay tax on.
And I'm not arguing that. I've basically just had a bad run of luck, and I've gone rounds with the deal with the mobile home with the less reasoner, and that's why I turned it back over to him.
Had you paid any money in on that?
To less reasoner?
Yeah, that you told me you'd paid $14,000 or something.
I never paid $14,000. That was the estimated value of the mobile home.
Do you know approximately how much you had paid on it?
I paid on it for 3 or 3.5 years, whatever I paid my cousin. I don't know.
So you paid on this mobile home, but not under a contract, so you feel like that relieves your responsibility of the taxes or relieves your ownership?
I just paid him money. He paid his bills.
Let me tell you, the contract is between him and Ulrich.
It had nothing to do. I didn't own it. There was no contract. There was nothing. I moved out of it, and that was it. It's his. He's already rented it back out to somebody else. I mean, there's people living in it now. I stopped by there the other day and checked, and they also, because I had asked them, I said, do you guys have a contract? And they're like, no, we're just renting it. So
it's your opinion that, who's your cousin?
Dean Ulrich.
So Dean Ulrich owns the mobile home.
Yes.
And owes the taxes on it, in your opinion.
Yes.
Is this 2005 mobile home that you've got on here, were you the owner of it?
Yes, that's the Les Reasoner. The 05 and the 06 is that one.
You didn't pay on it on 06?
I didn't pay anything apparently on 05 or 06.
It's got paid on here in 05. You paid on it in 05, but you didn't pay on it in 06.
If I paid 05, that was 404, right?
You paid 04.
04 taxes, I think I paid it in 05.
Okay.
Here's the receipt.
So you didn't pay 05 and 06?
Right.
On that same mobile home?
Right.
That's you owned?
Had a contract on, yeah.
That I had contract with, but then, yeah, turned back over to him. And which, I guess another thing is, even in the contract, if I turn it back over to him, it was the same as renting, or if I was late on my payment, which I was, late my payments.
In this contract action, he got the trailer back, is that correct?
Yes.
And he also got judgment against you for the taxes that weren't paid in 05 and 06?
I don't even know.
And if he did get that judgment, you don't know whether he paid the taxes in 05 and 06 on those?
I have no idea. I don't know. I was continually harassed by him. He came to my work and had threatened me. I'd filed some police reports about that, and it was kind of a bad situation all around.
But knowing that you owed the taxes on, since 2005, the way I look on that list, 2005, you haven't paid any taxes, right?
Right. But the only years I'd owned anything was 2005 and 2006. And then I'd, well, it would have been 07.
You didn't pay taxes then either.
I did not, no.
Okay.
You're right.
Is there any reason why you didn't do that when you were responsible for them?
I just didn't have funds. I didn't have the funds to live anywhere at the time. I was actually staying in a hotel that I was working at.
Okay, did the collector send you any notice or what that you was gonna that they were gonna file suit or take possession of you know, sell them at a auction or anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Sir, we're all responsible for paying our taxes. The reason I ask what you were doing here on the, you're using the motor, the trailer house as kind of a go around paying your taxes situation. When you have vehicles and you've had vehicles that you haven't paid on, and puts us in a position of not knowing that, this contract for deed or rent or whatever we're going to call it seems to be kind of circling around the fact that you didn't pay in 2005 and 2006 on the vehicles or on anything. It's kind of a confusing mess. Are you transporting yourself around by foot, or how did you?
I have used friends' cars.
So
my girlfriend at the time. So, but like I said, I have a vehicle now that I was purchased from her, and at the same time, like I said, I've got that down there, and I'm trying to pay the taxes that I owe now, and apparently the other stuff that was over 3 years old has been, I don't know what you call it.
Wrote off by the collector.
It's wrote off, and so I was trying to get everything up to date, brought everything in here, even the boats that I have now that are, they have no motors. They're not runnable. They're listed on there because I do own them. And I was also told by the assessor's office I didn't have to list those because they're basically junk and you could just write them off where it's just parts. But those are on there. And I'm trying to clear all this up, but I don't feel that I own the mobile home because I've never had any contract. I've paid my cousin rent, and I don't see how I'm having to pay.
Do your boats have motors on them?
No.
And do you have a title on your boats?
Yes, I got those cleared. I've already sent those off, and I've got them back already. And they're all listed on here that I got.
If the mobile home is taken off and you still owe taxes on the three items in 07,
yes.
Can you get, if I understand right, you've got a vehicle now?
Yes.
And it's listed on the form that you did in September or whatever?
Yes.
So in order to get license for that vehicle, mm-hmm. if the mobile home's taken off, you still can't get license unless you pay these 07 taxes.
07s, exactly.
Is that correct?
And that's what I was trying to do.
Okay.
I was trying to pay 07s, but...
Okay.
Can you pay 07s legally without paying 08 and 09s? That would be my question.
What do you mean? I didn't own anything in 08 or 09.
The state says you do.
Own what? The mobile home.
Show us that, would you, James?
Are you talking about the mobile home?
I'm talking about vehicles.
Yeah, let me.
You're not talking about the mobile home.
Let me go get some state reports on what he owned in 08, 09, and 07.
Okay.
Let's see what our agenda is. I'd say we'll take just a couple-minute recess and let James go get that stuff.
Let's just make a motion to table his, and we can take the recess, but he may take him a while to do that and go ahead and do some of this other stuff if you want to. I mean, he's going to pick that up, but...
Do you have a few minutes, Chris?
I'm fine, yeah.
Okay.
I just got off work, so...
Do we want to recess, or we... What do we want
that'd be
yeah, let's reset. This is reset, so James may be able to find it real fast.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
I mean,
let's just recess real fast and then come back and continue the discussion.
Okay.
All right.